Today is Wednesday, the 24th of May, in the seventh week of Easter. The University of Johannesburg choir sing Ukutula, peace in this world of sin the blood of Jesus brings. Redemption in this world of sin the blood of Jesus brings. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock, of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God that he obtained with the blood of his own Son. I know that after I have gone, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Some even from your own group will come distorting the truth in order to entice the disciples to follow them. Therefore be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to warn everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the message of his grace, a message that is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or clothing. You know for yourselves that I worked with my own hands to support myself and my companions. In all this, I have given you an example that by such work we must support the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, for he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When he had finished speaking, he knelt down with them all and prayed. There was much weeping among them all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, grieving especially because of what he had said, that they would not see him again. Then they brought him to the ship.
Earlier this week, we have heard Jesus saying goodbye to his friends. Now, it's the turn of Paul, and we get a rare and touching glimpse of the personal relationship between the apostle and his community. What words of his strike you particularly? Paul is concerned for the unity and resilience of his community left without his care. Every person's faith has come to them through the faith and ministry of others. Is there anyone who's been part of the gift of faith to you? As we listen to the reading once more, try to be alert to any words or images that resonate particularly with you. What are your thoughts and feelings as you hear them again?
Keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock, of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God that he obtained with the blood of his own Son. I know that after I have gone, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Some even from your own group will come distorting the truth in order to entice the disciples to follow them. Therefore be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to warn everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the message of his grace, a message that is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or clothing. You know for yourselves that I worked with my own hands to support myself and my companions. In all this, I have given you an example that by such work we must support the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, for he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When he had finished speaking, he knelt down with them all and prayed. There was much weeping among them all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, grieving especially because of what he had said, that they would not see him again. Then they brought him to the ship.
Today's reading gives us an insight into the faith, hope, and love of the early Christian community. Is God speaking to you through this scene? Or is there something you want to say to God about it? Allow your response to come naturally from your heart. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.